Can you guys answer some questions to me about Islam? I hear a lot of different things. People, Trump's talking about Islam and.
Neki put se tako mi hrišćani tako sprdamo se kao eto kažem vidi ove muslimanke onako zabradile se pa sve kao šta izigravaju.
Islam is very beautiful thing. Everything that is represented by TV is a big lie.
What about this thing people hear about jihad? You know what's this with this jihad? Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Here, still in Mostar here, and it's really amazing to see people who really love for humanity. That's why they're sharing with humanity this beautiful way of life. We found some brothers doing dawah, sharing, caring, sharing. If you care for people, you share. So it's through this education that we can help eliminate, God willing, the many misconceptions people have, the false propaganda that's put out there. And these brothers here are doing that. Let's check in with them.
They wanna know about Islam, we'll give them da'wah.
Coming through and asking, yeah, I speak English.
One for you.
Alright, thank you. Can you guys teach me, can you guys answer some questions to me about Islam? I hear a lot of, different things. People, Trump's talking about Islam and... What do you guys got to say about that?
Well, we have to say this, that Islam is a very beautiful thing. Everything that is represented by TV is a big lie. If you want to learn about Islam, come talk with a real Muslim, not with the people who are paid to make Islam look like something bad. Islam is a very beautiful religion. If you don't try it, you can know.
I can't trust the media.
What about women? I heard you guys oppress women.
No.
Women Islam gave a big daraja for women. Woman is a very special thing in Islam. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions that Jannah is under their mother's legs. You need to respect your mother as well as if you have to respect your wife.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
If a woman has rights to show her body, why doesn't she have rights to cover it? Why is that such a thing?
Wrong point, right? Did you hear him?
Every woman has right to show their body, to get undressed and stuff. And if she covers her body, which is our religion, she doesn't have rights.
We are not oppressing women.
That's oppressed.
We are giving their rights not to be looked or touched by anyone. Woman is a very special thing. And we do not allow that our woman should be touched by every man. That's why in Islam it's forbidden for women to shake hands or touch other women that is not in a marriage with her.
And you know that in Islam, woman has more rights than men. And a little people know that, but woman has more rights than men. And that should be spread around. No, the women are not oppressed. They have rights, same as we.
Neki put se tako, mi hrišćani tako sprdamo se kao, eto kažem, vidi ove muslimanke onako zabradile se pa sve, kao šta izigravaju. Kako šta izigravaju? Ma oni bre sačuvaju, oni spasavaju svoje devojke, svoje žene. Jer u stvari jedno društvo zavisi od zdrave žene. Od zdrave, čedne i moralne devojke. Zašto kažu da Nemci ne mogu ništa Turcima u Nemačkoj? Zašto?
Sačuvali su porodično.
Sačuvali su svoje žene. Svoje žene su sačuvale. Ona se obukla, jeste ono to malo čudno izgleda, neobično za ovo društvo, znate. Ali ona je ipak čuva neku svoju čednost, neki svoj moral. A vidi, pogledajte mlade hrišćanke danas, Srpkinje, ove po Beogradu, po Podgorici, ne znam ovde, ne poznajem ove krajeve, pretpostavljam da isto svuda. Iscepane, ogoljene, izbušene, istetovirane. Pa šta su to? Znači, to je sve u stvari reč. Priđi, stavi ruku na mene i vodi me da hoćeš. Čekajte, pa ne mogu da verujem da je bilo šta drugo. Da ona kaže, stanite, ja sam sad jedna fina devojka, kad je ona skroz gola, kad ima u pupku piercing, kad ima, znate, kad joj se sve vidi. Znate, danas je ta moda tih tesnih farmerki, znate. Pa onda bolje izađe gola, kak je vezima. To je kao hula hop, to je toliko priljubljeno da se svaki telesni nabor vidi. I to više u stvari uopšte nije privlačno. Te mučenice ne znaju u stvari. Ja sam muškarac, ja nisam nikakav anđeo. Meni je uvek privlačnije bilo da vidim ženu, devojku, onako ipak u nekoj haljini, pa nešto malo, pa malo i da zamišljam kako je sve to. Nekad ti sve onako ne jeste, da...
Znači, nema više otmenosti, sve je sad seksualnost.
Nema otmenosti, nema tajne. Nema one, da te ono zaintrigira malo, pa da, znate. I ona misli da će tako privući. Pa zna se koga će privući taka devojka. Onoga koji je još jeftiniji od nje, koji nikada neće biti dobar muž, koji nikada neće biti dobar otac, koji nikad neće biti ni dobar čovjek na poslu, znači ona u stvari već izabira za sebe čovjeka koga će omrznuti jednog dana, od koga će se razvesti, gdje će biti alimentacija, frke, ludila sa decom, znate.
What about this thing people hear about jihad? You know, what's this with this jihad?
Jihad that's presented on media is well,
every religion has a jihad. That's a battle against anything that is attacking you.
Jihad, in his first place, is fight against yourself, against your soul. For example, if I'm smoking cigarettes and if I want to throw that away, that's my jihad. If I'm drinking alcohol and I want to throw alcohol away, I don't want to drink anymore. That's jihad with my soul. If I'm bad towards my parents and I have to correct that relationship with my parents, that's my jihad. So jihad on media is presented just like a war, fighting. No. Jihad is in purpose, fight against yourself.
Because in Quran, Allah says, if you kill one innocent man, it's like that you kill all humanity. If you save one man, it's like that you save all humanity. So jihad on TV is represented very bad. Jihad is not only fighting against your enemy. Okay, if someone attacks you, it's your natural instinct that you will defend yourself. But jihad is also, like my brother said, it's jihad against your soul. Our soul has its needs. Needs towards women, towards alcohol, towards cigarettes, and a lot of other stuff that isn't good for your body. So jihad isn't only fighting against your enemy, it's only fighting, it's except only fighting with your soul.
So basically it's to struggle and strive.
Struggle and strive, yeah.
Upon things that are pleasing to the Creator.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Tell us now, okay, we got some misconceptions out of the way. All right, these are the kind of questions that you guys can, you know, go into a mosque and ask, or if you find a, you know, a booth, a Dawah center, you know, that you can go in, an educational center. Okay, now we got those out of the way. And a person wants to know, like, what, you know, I'm kind of empty inside, and I'm trying to figure out what's the purpose of life. What solutions does Islam give me to that direction?
First things the Prophet, that Allah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of the Lord who creates. So the advice I would give to someone who is empty inside is to read Quran. You'll find everything there. I can swear that everyone who reads Quran will find the truth over there. He'll feel fulfilled inside, he'll be happy and everything, because everything is explained in Quran. Every little thing you can imagine is explained in Quran. And then there is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can find it on the internet, everywhere. You can read, you have it in the books, and that is the most beautiful thing I can ever explain to anyone. The hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But first thing you have to do is read the Quran. Read the Quran. Don't judge the Quran. Read it, because Quran is smarter than me, smarter than you, smarter than him. It is the smartest, it is from the Lord of the worlds. You have to read that and you will understand everything.
Who is Prophet Muhammad?
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet. Last prophet in the world. We have the first prophet, Nuh alayhi salam. First prophet is Nuh alayhi salam. Adam is the first man, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet. He's seal the prophecy, and Quran is the last reveal of God, of the Lord of the worlds.
Mm-hmm. He was sent by the Lord to mercy to all the worlds. He was sent to this earth to be shown by our Creator what is the best way to live life. And we have through his examples of living, treating other people, treating his enemies, he didn't allow in wars to kill any innocent man, not to kill old people, not to kill women, especially not to kill children.
Islam is a religion of peace.
Very simple.
What about Jesus? Someone says, yeah. I love Jesus. I don't need Muhammad. What do you say?
We love Jesus too.
We love Jesus.
Islam loves Jesus. Islam speaks about
Jesus. Jesus, peace be upon him, is also a messenger of Allah.
Well, there is a difference between religions, because Christians, some of them, believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, is God himself. But Islam reveals that he is the prophet. He is the prophet, just like Muhammad. But he was 600 years before. But he was also a prophet. He also gave away a life. And Muhammad is the seal for prophecies because people left Jesus' truth through studies and left what he taught them. They again started worshipping statues and stuff like that. So his Quran confirmed Jesus alayhi salam. It said they, because in the Quran Allah says they did not kill him or crucify him, but God took him to himself. So he's not dead, he's not crucified. He will come again before the judgment day to the earth. And that's also said in the Bible that he will come back. But main thing to know is that he's not a God.
You know, Quran is revealed 1400 years ago. And by today, if you take Quran from Australia and you took Quran from Germany, the Quran is the same. Not a single verse is changed. Quran in Australia is the same Quran is in Germany.
Okay, let me tell you. So, if we take all the books, all the religious books away from the earth and throw them in the sea, destroy them, all of them, the book tomorrow that would get on the desk is the Quran, because we have so many people that memorize the whole Quran in their minds that are Hafiz and stuff. So tomorrow there will be a Quran on the desk.
How can someone know that indeed the Quran wasn't written by Muhammad, but it was really from the Creator? How can
that's
you be
the
sure
thing about believing? What do you believe?
That's what we believe.
A lot of people say someone wrote that. We believe that that's the revelation from God.
Because
just like
there is a lot of scientific proofs in the Quran that was revealed 1400 years ago that scientists only find out about that today. There is a lot of scientific reasons to believe that Quran is the word from the Lord of the world. And we will see in the end who has the right believing.
So would you say, so now we have, as Muslims, you'd say you believe in the original what was sent to Jesus.
Yes.
Because Jesus didn't come with a Bible, right? Yes. He came with the Injil.
Yes.
You would believe what Moses came with, which is the Torah, and it's original.
Yes.
But we don't have that today, right?
Not that was corrected by people.
Yeah. But for the Quran, Allah says we will watch over it, and it will not be changed. And if it's not changed, it will kill this thing.
And unlike mentioning the Bible, when people study the Bible, they see that there's many, many versions of the Bible that has been changed over time. Yes. That you do have the Word of God in it, but you also have the Word of historians.
Yes.
You have the Word of prophets. You have the Word of people we don't even know who's writing. So that's not like the Quran, because people have this misconception. They think of the Bible, which is many books we don't even know where they're coming from. But the Quran is unlike the Bible.
Only one book.
Yeah.
Not a single verse is changed in every country in the world. Everywhere.
Wow. It was revealed 1400 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The same word that was written 1400 years ago, it's still in the Quran.
Yeah.
Not a single verse was changed. Not a single.
And what's the main theme you tell people? If someone wants to know the theme in the Quran, what's the main message in the Quran?
Believing in one God.
Believing in one God.
That there is only one God and no God but Him. That's Tawheed. That's the main thing in the Quran.
That's the main thing of Islam. Tawheed. Believing in one God and not associating anything with Him. If
no
you
partners,
associate something with Him, that's not Islam.
What's the number one question here in Mostar, in Bosnia, that you guys get asked, for people who come? You get a lot of Croatians, a lot of Serbians, even Muslims. We're not practicing. People who come from a communist background, atheist. What are some of the questions that you guys, top three questions that you get about Islam?
First of all, they're all judging Islam by media, and that's the main problem.
Yes.
They're all asking questions just like you are, jihad and this and that. And the Muslims in that are not praying and stuff, they call themselves Muslims, but
they have their own traditional believing.
Yeah.
Not the original believing that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. They have their own traditional believing that was here maybe 200 or 300 years ago, and they are sticking with it.
But the main question is about jihad.
That's the main question, the one that I already asked you.
Okay. Because when I got into Islam 3 or 4 years ago, my parents were afraid that I will go to war. For example, when I started growing beard, they thought I am jihadist or something like that. But when I changed my approach to them, they loved Islam, and now they're praying too. For example, because you are calling people to Islam with your attitude, with your behavior, and when they see that you're good like that, they will accept that. But if I'm always angry,
always
they will not like it. They will think everyone is like that. So for example, if I approach you, for example, take this, you will think that Islam is like that. But we are the missionaries of Islam, every one of us here. So if we have good attitude, people will think good of Islam, which it actually is. So first advice to everyone is read the Quran.
That's some great advice. Why not? You read every other book. Why can't you read a book that is telling you it's from the Creator and has a test in it saying if you think it's from other than God, do this, this, and this, do X, Y, and Z. Try to prove it wrong, which you can't. So try at least to pick up the book and read it. Tell us, do you have a lot of, because we're in Bosnia here, you got, you know, some Croatians and Serbians who are Christian. Have you had, and Islam is for everyone, so have you had many of them also accept Islam?
For example, I'm working with the Christians, and when I came there, they thought I'm bad. But now I'm here, I'm there over a year, and now they asking me questions just like you. I'm explaining to them, and they're kind of like Islam now. No, they don't love it, they don't worship it, but they kind of like it now. So they change their opinion up based on me. For example, I presented Islam, but there are a lot of people that are accepting Islam. For example, there's a lot of people that are searching for something to fulfill their soul and everything. They read every book. When it comes to the Quran, when they get advice to read the Quran, they're like, oh no, Quran, it's jihad, it's war, it's oppression of women. But when they read it, they find the truth. And I know a lot of scholars, now Islamic scholars, that accepted Islam because Quran was the last book that they read. They read the Bible, Torah, Injil, the Bible. They read.
Our main advice for people who is not in Islam or doesn't know anything about Islam: don't trust media. Media is a big fat lie about Islam,
and not only in the world, here in Bosnia, everywhere.
If you want to know the real truth about Islam, talk to a real Muslim. Go to sit
and drink coffee with a
drink,
Muslim.
Drink coffee with a real Muslim, and he will show you. Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best of you are the one who are best behavior. So we are representing Islam with our behavior.
Well, it's nice talking with you, brothers. One more question. So if someone is a Serbian, a Croatian, and he believes, it's in his natural disposition that what you guys are saying, that there's only one God, you don't worship Jesus, but you worship the Creator of Jesus, and they want to be a Muslim, one who has submitted. What's Muslim means? One who has submitted themselves entirely to God. And now, do they have to stop being Serbian? Do they have to stop being Croatian?
Serbian is not a religion. Croatian is not a religion. We have Christianity. We have Islam. They can be Serbian but be a Muslim. They can be Croatian but be a Muslim.
If you live in England,
really
you are not England religion. You are Muslim. You only live in England. I
know a lot of Croats that live in Croatia that are Muslims.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people from Serbia that are Muslims.
And live in Serbia.
Yeah.
So living in any other country doesn't change the fact. If you want to be a Muslim, you can be a Muslim. No one can stop you by that.
So people, if they're in Mostar, where can they hook up and learn some more information for you?
Yes.
Where they can find you guys here?
Yeah, they can find us here today. And
we have a web page on internet, www.emanet.com, and you can find everything there. So if you want to know Islam, talk to a real Muslim, read the Quran, and trust me, this in Quran you will see that the Lord in advance says that this is a book that there is no mistake in it. In every other book you will see that the writer says, if there is any mistake, I am really sorry. But in Quran, no. In Quran, the Lord says, this is the book that there is no doubt in it.
Oh, so one thing I can recommend to everyone, if they don't want to read, if they're lazy to read, just listen. Just listen to the Quran, and it will fulfill your soul. Just listen to it. It's on YouTube, it's everywhere. You can listen to it.
All right, so we're here in Mostar, and we're talking to some brothers here, giving some dawah, sharing. They care, so they share, and getting this information out. We learn one thing, that don't believe the hype, the false propaganda that's out there. Come on, don't let it warp your mind. You're smart enough, keep your mind open, has to function properly. for it to function properly, it has to be like a parachute. Keep it open and go and meet some Muslims, connect with some Muslims, and really find out what this Islam is about. And I asked that question, what's the main theme of the Quran? What's the purpose of life in there? It's so straightforward. Not this nebulous thing where you know, it's philosophy, worship the creator, not the creation. Live life in a way that's pleasing to your creator, so then you'll be successful when you meet your creator. We're here in Bosnia, Mostar.
They want to know about Islam, we'll give them that one.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you a Muslim? Yes, you are.
Yes. So now he's asking me a
because
question.
I recognize some word, Dawah and Sam, so
Masha
not a lot of Christians know for that.
All right. Yeah.
So it was kind of a test or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just about to ask you. I was just about to ask you this. Oh, this show.
Yeah. So yeah. He asked me if I'm Muslim, and Muslim is one who what? Submits to the will of God. So I humbly try my best every day to submit myself to the one who created this creation, the creator of the heaven and earth. In English, God. In Arabic, Allah. In Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, Allah. Any other questions?
Oh, I didn't recognize you until I got this. Yes, of course I heard. But I didn't recognize you.
Beautiful. All right, what's your name?
My name is Dino.
Dino?
Dino.
All right, we got Dino here. Thank you very much for answering the question. May Allah bless you for continuing wonderful work.
So this is our gift.